Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Please share our work far and wide. We have a slumbering nation to wake up. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios, and you could have a 1929 moment with the condition of the economy and the banks. If you do nothing, the Dodd-Frank law can kick in and they can take your money. Yeah, unsecured creditor, you can look it up, Dodd-Frank 2010. Well, Noble Gold has solutions to protect your nest eggs, your retirement, your bank account. And I not only have been an advertiser of Noble Gold for 7.5 years, I've been a customer for 6.5. Let them help you fix this. I can send you a free information packet. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. It'll contain Noble Gold's number. Look it over, formulate your questions, call them, and get started protecting your assets today. DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, we have John Wayne back with us here. We haven't had John on for a while, and it's good to have him back. And we're going to have a good discussion about FEMA prisons because there's a lot of misinformation going on out there about this. And I'm anxious to see what John has to say about that. And then, of course, the Ukraine front is collapsing, and this has severe implications for the United States. So, John, welcome back to the show. It's really
Thank
good to have you on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back, Dave. It's been a while since we've talked. I mean, so many things have taken place since then that it's
Sure.
innumerable to even try to recount. But, seeing things that are developing here in the United States for the political ambitions of certain persons, I'm listening to these campaign ads of Joe Biden, and how it's always the inversion. So what I'm wanting to kind of try to get into is the inversion with how these camps, we've known they've existed for quite some time. We've always wondered who's going to go into the seg camps, and now you have Donald Trump, who will be elected as the next president of the United States of America, hands down, without a reason of any doubt. And I'm going to call that now. I mean, he will be elected in a landslide. You thought the landslide in, against Hillary Clinton was big. I mean, that's nothing compared to what we're going to see with this. Talking about the rounding up of all the illegal people that have invaded this country and have been allowed to flood in. And the stories coming out almost on a daily basis of horrendous atrocities carried out by some of these people across this nation is unfathomable. I mean, and
Yeah, do
it's
you have a
almost it's
reason, John? Let me interrupt you here. Do you have a
go ahead.
reason why these atrocities are increasing in volume and severity?
Well, I think we're I was wanting to mention this too while we're here. I what I'm seeing is, unfortunately, I don't even want to have to say it, but I'm seeing a civil conflict begin to unfold, to a certain degree, not only with the people that have been allowed into this country illegally and are, stationed everywhere. I mean, look at what happened in 9/11. What, eight guys with box cutters? Are you serious? Get out of here. And so now we've got a wide open border. God only knows who's in here. And, look at the things that they have been already bound to have been doing. Not only am I seeing that, but I am seeing a lot more encounters of gunfights with police officers. It's almost a daily occurrence. If you can go on YouTube, you can find the footage of body cam footage of incidents.
Yeah.
And these are getting more and more intense. I mean, this is obviously a slow walk into a civil conflict. God forbid this country have to go through something as such. But look, we've been invaded.
Well,
The enemies are inside the gates.
I want to go to the FEMA camp issue because I've been covering this issue for over 16, 17 years, and they always said, well, we're building these camps because we might one day have a large influx of illegal aliens.
Here we
But
are.
exactly. We're the illegal aliens, folks. It's replacement theory gone amok. Anyway, tell us about what you know about the latest developments in the FEMA camps.
Well, I've before the COVID-19 thing really took off, Richie from Boston was starting to do some in-depth investigation and recording of military police units training to detain and keep people sequestered inside these facilities. He got completely erased from the internet. After seeing that, I've always thought that what's going to take place is they're going to use it to originally, yes, go after the illegals that have been, allowed in here or invaded this country. But in the same terms and tokens, they're going to also use it for people of dissidence. And, who would the people of dissidence be? Well, I mean, it depends on who's in the positions of power in DC. Think of Hillary Clinton speaking of the deplorables. Okay.
That need to go to fun camps.
That need, oh, absolutely. That need to go to fun camps. We need fun camps, for people. And that audio clip is relatively hard to find. It is out there. But,
Yeah, it's been suppressed.
It's amazing to see these people, if we can even call them people. They're subhuman, for some of the things and the atrocities that they've been involved with and have committed themselves. But these people, where was I going with this?
Well,
Total
okay.
mind block. I hit brick wall.
You said something I want to hit on. I
Go
don't want
ahead.
to gloss over this point. When you get into biblical references here, let me go back in my notes here. I was using this for a later broadcast today, but I'm going to put this on the record here. People, you can go look this up. I'm not going to read all of it. Luke 4, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, John 12. Verse 31, Daniel 10, Genesis 6, verse 4. And let's start with that last one just real quickly here. It establishes the fact that the Nephilim, the fallen angels, were cast to earth. They interbred with earth women. And the verse 4 says, and they were here afterwards, which means their DNA would have survived the flood. When you said they're subhuman, it is my contention, and this is a growing belief in Christian eschatology, that the descendants of these fallen angels are in charge of the global systems, and they conscript through bribery and money and fame. They conscript people like us to carry out their bidding, and their goal is the destruction of the human race. In fact, I'll just say one more thing about this. My good friend Vance Davis, former NSA, former NATO, he told me this over 32 years ago. He said, Dave, in our training, and what I was doing, he said that we were told a secular version of Genesis 6, and that these fallen angels were here, and they first wanted to capture the human soul to get back at God, but they couldn't figure out how to do that, so they decided to morph human beings. And this is before transhumanism ever was a term. And so when you say subhuman, John, this is what I think. You're right on the money. Because they're doing things to the planet and to people which make no sense.
Absolutely, and I mean, it gets into the barbarism, this just unbelievable off the charts. I mean, and it spoke and it speaks in scripture as you're speaking, there are going to be these days. We're in them.
We're in
And
them.
if we're not in them, it sure will be, it sure is good enough until the times that we're really in them. I mean, we've got hailstones the size of Volkswagen Beetles raining like
I know. I know. Luke 4, verses 1 through 7. Listen to this. It's when Jesus was with Satan for 40 days. He fasted, and Satan said, he showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. He says, I'll give you all of these if you just worship me. Okay. And there's other verses that'll support what I'm going to say. The people running the kingdoms, with the exception of Israel, which was run by the Archangel Michael, are all demonic, satanic entities. And this is right from the Bible. And like I said, all these verses I read support that notion. With the banner is Luke 4, verse 1 through 7. So, John, you're right on the money.
Well, the beast from the sea, the 10 kings, wars and rumors of wars. I mean, this is where we're at. I mean, and now, I mean, I'm officially seeing now countries that are saying, well, yeah, it's World War III. World War III is here. Turkey, especially. I was looking here. I've got some things that I've had pulled up. I mean, it's just the news that it's we're in some really, 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 and people don't realize it, perilous times. You know, one of these things that caught my eye here just the other night, and actually just last night, it was posted last night, or you know, what do you want to call it, put on this news site. Apocalypse E6B Mercury, which is the doomsday aircraft, signaled to urgent action to the Norway's Ohio class SSBN NW nuclear powered submarine. So, an Ohio class submarine was messaged by an E8 an E6B Mercury. I mean, this is literally teetering on the edge of nuclear war on scales. The planet would not exist. I mean, and you look, you know, that gets back to the thing as well. Could it be that they need to outright just terraform the planet so it fits their liking better than what it already does? Do they need more radiation to survive?
I look at
Would it benefit them?
I don't know that it's biological. I mean, there may be a component there I'm unaware of, but I can tell you what I know is at work here is that this is revenge against God's prized creation, striking back at God by destroying us. They can't get the soul, so they destroy humanity. And up
Yes,
until
absolutely.
recent times, John, mankind did not have the ability to extinguish life on this planet. In fact, the book of Revelation says that there'd be no flesh left alive unless Jesus returned.
And
So,
that's absolutely right. You
yeah.
know, I mean, look at the what is it? They don't, I mean, I think the numbers are probably way higher than this. 17 million people dead from the COVID vaccination, which was the actual really the which was really the bioweapon. You know,
Great,
and
great news.
now
Great
they're trying to
news.
scare everybody. I think we might have a delay.
Yeah, there's a great linkage there here. Let me see what I can do here, right here, technically. Okay. All right. Well, we're at 100% with transmit ratio. Okay, so we should
Okay.
be okay. Your linkage there to the vaccines is right on. I don't know if you've heard of the Lancet article. Lancet used to be, before they went woke, a really highly respected peer-reviewed journal. I used to cite articles in Lancet when I was doing postgraduate work, and they're really good then. Well, there was a study that was done about the vaccines by qualified professionals, airtight study with the methodology, and they submitted it a year ago to Lancet. And they says, "Ah, we're not publishing this," and they didn't have a reason. Well, the scientific community started growing in number, and a year later, Lancet bent to the pressure, but they would not put the study in Lancet's hard copy journal that goes out to all the university libraries. They instead put it just merely on their website review. Okay, but they bent to the pressure about halfway. Here's what the study was. These researchers went out, and everyone who died in America had an autopsy. They had an equal chance of being in the study. So we're talking random selection. They studied 350 autopsies. And the cause of death linked to vaccines was at 74.9% of all autopsies that they randomly surveyed. That when you said it's more than 17 million, man, you're right on the money. And John, here's a collaborating factor. The lifespan since the advent of the lockdown has gone down from 79 years of age in America to 76. We're 1 year below Cuba.
Yep. Genocide via democide is what it is.
Genocide,
Genocide
perfect,
via
perfect description.
democide.
Yep,
You
perfect.
know, and like I said, the numbers of not only that, but, you know, think of all the other alternative ways that they're able to try and cull the populations. I mean, it's almost endless. And the thing is, I mean, my goodness, there's so many things I could say. You know, I think people really need to make sure you're right with God. Okay. I mean, we're really in some times, and we haven't seen anything yet. You know, I mean, we've seen some bad stuff, you know. This conflict over there in Ukraine, This proxy war between Russia and the United States and Western-backed NATO alliances. This is a major plan. I mean, this has been planned, and it makes me think of the Deagle report. How they were going to reduce the populations of X countries to whatever degree,
90%.
and
Yeah.
and the thing is back to the vaccinations or the euthanasians. I mean, the euthanasians. Yeah, there you go. I mean, that works as well to get the body numbers up so they could try to show that there's this big event happening. They were euthanizing people with midazolam. And a lot of this study and stuff was being done by DARPA, Peter Daszak, and then you've got Metabiota, Hunter Biden, Ukraine, Romania, the biolabs, the CIA, the big guy Joe Biden. Folks, it is so unbelievable. And you were, look, oh my God, look at that conspiracy theorist there, right? No, these are facts. And unfortunately, the truth is an extremely hard pill to swallow for some folks. But the one thing I've said for a long time, Dave, is people aren't going to get it until that last piece of meat isn't on the dinner table. Electricity ain't on in the house. And guess what? That greenback you had in your back pocket, well, the government took it to give it to some foreign nation. That's where we're at. We've been sold down the river, usurped from within, and God only knows where. When I said this the other night, went Saturday night when I was on air for my broadcast. I don't know what everything is going to look like when the dust settles, but you can literally see the house of cards teetering back and forth, and it's gonna topple. Where the cards fall, what happens, is anybody's guess.
One of the big cards, though, John, is FEMA prisons. And I'm going to put something out there for you to respond to. I know there are some people in the alternative media, the truthful media, that are saying we're building massive amounts of FEMA detention centers. I don't think we are. That would not escape public scrutiny. And what is lacking in their descriptions is where they're at. Okay, where's the funding coming from? Is it all black budget funding? But anyway, where are they at? Where are the pictures? John, there is an increase in preparation to detain people. There is. But here's where it comes from. And this is what people forget. I published all this in 2012. Every major league, major professional sports league, contracted with DHS in 2012. And they said, yeah, you can use our facilities for whatever you need in an emergency situation. And that's massive housing. Okay. Number two, Simon Properties in 2011. They were then at the time the largest purveyor of strip mall ownerships and mall ownerships. And they said, you can do the same thing as the sports leagues. Okay. So you've got vast amounts of quantities. Then there were questionnaires that went out that teachers shared with me from DHS. And what it showed was a preparation to lock children and the adults that serve them down into schools where they couldn't leave, and that they surveyed them on who had what skills, who could do electrical work, who could cook, who could do these kinds of things. And so, John, what I'm saying here is there is an intention. In fact, I'll even go one step further. This is the conspiratorial side, but it's true. I published this last week again. What I had published 13 years ago. In 2011, the Obama administration imported massive amounts of hydrogen cyanide, what was used in the showers in the death camps during the Holocaust. And then they also imported 30,000 guillotines. Listen, I published the work orders, and it was really, really clear what this was about.
Black and
And
white documents.
yeah, and so what I'm saying here is so clear is that they started preparing for mass death among people they didn't want in society, and they did it under Obama. Now, here's my conclusion,
That's
and I
right.
want you to respond to everything I said. I said it's my contention that Obama, to use a baseball analogy, was the eighth inning setup pitcher. He comes in, preserves the lead, and he is to turn over the implementation of these policies. In other words, the baseball analogy is the ninth inning closer, and that would have been Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump gave us a 4-year reprieve,
That's
and now
right.
the Biden administration is the ninth inning closer, ready to impose these policies that Obama set up in his administration with the NDAA, Executive Order 13603, control of everything, including the right to kill you without any due process under the NDAA. Okay, so how do you respond to all that?
Well, wow. So everything that you just stated is absolutely true beyond any reason of any doubt with the research that I've conducted myself. The schools that I've seen built in areas are set up to be fortifiable or fenced off or
And guard towers. They got the guard towers on, just
yeah,
like the
they
new
do
mall,
have.
just like the new malls.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely. I went and picked my nephew up from school there a few years ago. And one thing I noticed is they had all the children lined up, to get on the buses. Okay. But the thing that really got me was there was a color code for the children to get on the buses. So here you've got a stand that's got a red sign. Then here you've got a stand over here, for the next row of children, a yellow sign. And then you've got one, with a green sign. The red, green, yellow FEMA, list, the accountability. How will people, you get what I'm saying? The indoctrination is so over the top, and this is very true. With that being said, man, there's so many things I wanted to
Yeah, go
hit. I mean,
take it
I
and
wish,
run
but
with it. Absolutely.
seeing the children vaccinated in the schools by the National Guard, people, hey, that's not normal. Okay. Seeing the sheriff's departments going to the homes of the feeble-minded, the elderly, or those who, just for better lack of terms, can't take care of themselves, state-run facilities. Does everybody remember the videos of the sheriff's deputies and the sheriff himself going and inoculating these people?
Yeah.
This is a major plan. And everything you've stated, everything you said is absolutely true. A thing I've noticed, and okay, that's what I wanted to say. The fluorescent purple. Incandescent violet, whatever, street lamps. Okay. There's, eventually it's going to get to where they're going to make you try to take another shot, and they're really working hard on this, with the monkeypox, the bird flu, disease X, and whatever else they're going to try to, they're trying to come up with here. Well, them lamps are to be able to identify you if you've been marked.
Are you talking IntelliStreets?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Okay, that's what I thought you were referring to, right?
but IntelliStreats to that extent, but also, for checkpoints. Another thing I've noticed heavily too is the massive installations of roundabouts
Yeah.
throughout the nation.
What's behind that, John?
So what I think a roundabout is for, well, if you place a, say, an armored fighting vehicle, a Bradley, an Abrams, a Stryker, whatever, you park something there, it's got a 360 degree view of everything approaching. They're choke points. It's unbelievable to see all this happening, and to have been aware of it since, I don't know, let's say maybe when I was 10 years old, because I caught Alex Jones's first police state when my dad's buddy, who was a canine handler for the police department, gave him a videotape and said, "Hey, check this out. Don't tell anybody you got it or where you got it from, or just check it out." Well, he checked, and I snuck it off when I was a kid one night, and it was police state one. So I've kind of been aware of all this for quite some time. And to see all this unfold to the degree for where we're at currently, and seeing this nation being invaded and the people that are being brought in, are going to be used to help usurp or overthrow the country even further via throwing the elections if they can. They're trying to use them to throw the elections. That's one aspect to that. Just was it yesterday? There was an attempted coup in Bolivia. The world is descending into chaos. The United States doesn't have an ocean between it no more. In the United States is not secluded. Everything going on in Canada, the Chinese in Canada. I mean, I'm hearing the border crossings coming from the north going south are almost more than the numbers of the ones coming from the south going north. And I pray for our nation, Dave.
Yeah, we're in big trouble. I would agree with you on that. But my it's hard to even know where to jump into this, but let me tell you what I think a watershed event was. September 1st, 2022, Biden comes out in this macabre, satanic looking chamber, and he gives his anti-MAGA speech, and he basically declares half the country or more to be domestic terrorists. There's no question what he was saying. And that fits into the eight stages of genocide classification, which is stage two. And so he classified people as enemies of the state based on their political views. Yesterday, I did an analysis on Rumble of Greg Stanton's eight stages of genocide. It's the most highly respected work of its type. And we have elements of the first seven stages. It's scary. I think this is where they're taking us, and I'll just throw a bomb in here. I don't know if you ever heard Celeste Solomon and I talk about this, but the documents are called ESF 8 through 14. It's Human Health Services and the UN together. And what they said is, in the case of sniffles, I mean, it can be as little as that to get you quarantined. In the instance of sniffles or whatever would be is the pandemic of the day, they can forcibly transport you to a camp and hold you. And so they had a listing of all the participating agencies. And so they had like Homeland, the FBI, the CIA, all this. But you know what was missing from this medical quarantine? There wasn't one medical provider listed. No private insurance companies, no CDC, no National Institute of Health, nothing, nothing.
And that's because of the 40 billion rounds of ammunition they bought in 50 times over to fight
You go.
18 Iraq wars.
You captured
Hollow
it.
points.
You captured it. Exactly.
They're going to execute a hell of a lot of people, Dave. It speaks of it
Well,
in Revelations. It
I
speaks of it
think,
in Scripture.
remember what I said about 2011? And I published this, gosh, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. No, Tuesday, I believe. Hydrogen cyanide, guillotines, the kind of guillotines they brought in. Can kill 100 people in an hour. They're electronic.
Pneumatic,
You can do
or hydraulic.
almost 30 million people with the numbers they have in one day.
And it makes you wonder. I mean, who and why? I mean, what's going to happen to all the processed persons, so to say, as being processed as if they were fish? What's being fed? What's being fed? I mean, let's just kind of ask. Where are all these people? I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a hell of a lot of people coming up here that are getting in and being and going wherever across the nation, but there's a lot of people that disappear.
Trafficking.
Well, yes, trafficking,
And then some of
but
them are being, yeah, I think the homeless are. I've looked at things over the years, like in LA, where large numbers of homeless people just disappear. Is it trafficking or is it extermination because they're a drain on society? I'm not sure.
Well,
Go ahead.
Steve Quayle mentioned something. This has always caught me, and it had my ear from the first time I'd heard it. And I want to say, man, this had to have been, 15 years ago or something like that, where he was saying, smoky trucks. They're called smoky trucks. And they pick these homeless people up off the street, euthanize them, their mobile crematoriums, and then they just spread the ashes as they drive as they're cremating the remains. You know, it's interesting to state this. I didn't know it was the effect of it as well, but in China, they have execution bans. You know,
Well,
folks, people need to be aware to how really messed up things are. And I'm going to tell you what, if your life's in any form of threat or danger, defend yourself, okay? Defend yourself. I'm going to say it again, defend yourself. You know, like my dad always said, he was a deputy sheriff and he retired after 30 years, chief deputy, 88 of them years. You know, it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by six.
yeah, I agree. There was a guy in Georgia, this is about 30 years ago, and this is even before they brought in FEMA brought in the guillotines. His name was Tepper, TEPER, Georgia state legislator. He introduced a bill to replace electrocution with guillotines. And his justification, and I published this with the hydrogen cyanide piece that I did this week. His justification was that the guillotines are so clean that you can extract the organs. I mean, this is communist China stuff that he was talking about. He said electrocution destroys the organs, so does lethal injection. He said, but if you behead people, you can immediately take the organs. The thing is when you go back and look at the stuff that was going on in the Clinton and mostly the Obama years, it's Nazi Germany genocide stuff.
Absolutely, they ran up to it. The preamble to setting it up, you know. And I mean, I want people to look this up as well. I mean, because history, you know, not only does it rhyme, it repeats, you know, both same as you know, before and the latter. Action T4, Action T4, Tiergarten 4. And that was the euthanasia program that began to be run in 1934, 36 in Germany. And it was to euthanize the feeble-minded, the disabled. And things to this such, you know, and we've crossed that barrier. And now look what they're doing with the euthanasias in Canada, the United Kingdom,
Oh,
you
tier
know,
two,
made.
tier two.
Yeah, right.
Washington
That's
and
right. That's right.
Oregon have very liberal laws about conditions under which life can be ended. Mental illness is one of them.
Yep, you know, and all these things, people, if you think were crazy, just go look up, just type it on a, you know, your search engine, type in what we're discussing, and you know, type ICD-9 code behind it,
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
that'll
right,
tell
about the
you,
guillotines.
and I'll tell you that will tell you how it's billable. All these forms of extermination are billable through ICD-9, ICD-10, and I don't know what version they're up to now, but it's unbelievable to see all this taking place, you know. And then the streets being turned into the asylums. I mean,
Bear with me here a second, John. I think I have it here. I thought I had the ICD code here. I have the organ harvesting part from that one bill. I think I'm missing this. The bill that Doug Tepper introduced in Georgia, it was in 96. It was called House Bill 1274, Death Penalty by Guillotine. And I don't have the ICD codes in this article. I did write about them this last week, but you're absolutely right. ICD is medical coding for insurance purposes internationally. And that also includes not just physical ailments, but also mental illnesses. In fact, a lot of insurance companies, when they pay for treatment of depression or schizophrenia, they're using ICD codes now. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible what's going on here. I just think that at the end of the day, John, that everything the conspiracy theorists were saying was true. I want to ask you this question too. Do you believe in predictive programming? Oh, we lost our friend John. Hopefully he'll come back in. What a surprise, right? You've seen interference on this show with Sarah Westall and others, and John just disappeared out of into the ether. This is absolutely amazing. What I was going to ask him here, and I'll go through a couple things here. I wanted to ask him if he understood about predictive programming. And there was a three-part series I really found interesting that was going on around the time of the lockdowns, and it was called The Purge. And The Purge was total lack of restraint, no law enforcement, and you could steal someone else's stuff, and murder was the order of the day. And the murder as the order of the day took place in these three parts. And what they were trying to do here, and John's trying to call me here. I'm going to take this. John, yeah, I'm still alive here. I'm going to go to hold here just for a second. Well, I paused just for a second here. And let me just say this very clearly. That was John, and his entire system is down. I had that happen to me when I was interviewing Sarah Westall about fifth generation warfare, and we had a discussion about it, which is my topic at Take Our Borders Back TOBB.com in the San Diego area on Saturday. What's really interesting to me is Sarah and I were taken off. Okay, so we couldn't go forward with our show on my basic system, but I have a backup system I use when I'm on the road. So we took a few minutes, waited, I set it up, and we did the interview. As soon as that interview was over, my system came back up. John right now is totally down, and he cannot access his system in a fashion where we could do the interview. And so, what I wanted to say here, though, and get this in because it's relevant to what he said, predictive programming is Hollywood kind of telling us what's coming. And I don't know if it's a cosmic law, that's one speculation, but it happens all the time. And The Purge, I think, was predictive programming. And here was the benefit of The Purge. It was a Fabian socialist movie. And Fabian socialism, one of the five pillars of modern sociology, says that when you no longer put more into society than you take out, then society should do away with you. And so what they did is that the government allowed this purge to take place in poor areas. And they were bragging about how good the economy had been since they did the annual purge, because they're killing off the poor people that drain the country's resources through things like welfare. They left off one thing I thought was interesting. I'm surprised they didn't introduce, we need to kill the old people too. We can't have people in retirement. They don't put anything into society. But that was the purge. And this is where we're going. And let me share with you what I've observed. I did a presentation at Clay Clark last December out in Tulare, California. And Clay wanted me to focus on CBDC, which I did. But I also said, what's interesting is CBDC, smart cities, and all that goes with it, control of your diet, bugs, and the like, it's all part of the same agenda coming out of the World Economic Forum. And what I said at that conference was, I have researched the C40 cities, which are now, there are 100 American cities signed on to this, no meat, no dairy, no travel, no cars. They'll control if you have kids or not. It's absolutely amazing. And the C40 cities, 100 American cities, have bought into this. But as I went through the C40 plans, which is an outgrowth of the UN Sustainable Developmental Goals, of which there are 17 of them, I didn't find any provisions for the elderly or the handicapped. Now, this is really, really intriguing to me because of the fact that what you're looking at is that if I were to go build an office building today and move the Common Sense Show broadcasting studios for TV, radio, podcast, so move it into that building and then sublet the other offices, I would have to demonstrate extreme compliance with ADA, Americans with Disability Act. I'd have to have the handicap ramps. I'd have to have handicap-friendly bathrooms. Basically, I would have to be totally compliant for the needs of handicapped people so they can have equal access to the property. Okay, in the legislation that's proposed and actually being adopted by cities now, the smart cities, there's no provisions for the handicapped or the elderly. I've raised the question with some officials. You know what they, here was the typical response. Well, you can get to anywhere you want in 15 minutes. And I said, well, hell, in 10 years, I might be on a walker. How the hell am I going to do anything? How am I going to access facilities? How am I going to get up the stairs to my third floor, 500 foot square foot micro apartment? How am I going to do that? Well, we'll just have to work that out. That's the answer I got, basically. Ladies and gentlemen, they're planning to do genocide. They're planning to do genocide. For whom? They're planning to do genocide on the elderly, the handicapped, the same way the Nazis did, and political dissidents, the same way the Nazis did. Only the numbers are going to dwarf the 12 million that the Nazis killed, 6 million Jews, 6 million others. This is really where we're going. And I would encourage you to go to my website and go below the fold. Okay. Go below the fold and look at everything that relates to what I'm talking about and go through it. The government documents are all there. I made brief mention of Rex 84, but basically, these FEMA camps, they say officially it's for large influx of illegal aliens. Well, no one's being housed there that's coming across the border. They're just being catch and release, right? We are the illegal aliens. This is replacement theory. This is where we're at. It's scary. It's frightening. And I think that when you look at this, ladies and gentlemen, I think you have to conclude that everything that people were saying about FEMA camps and the intent of the left is happening. In fact, I'm going to give you one brief history lesson before I close. Larry Grathwohl had become a friend of mine. He came on my show, came on Doug Hagman's show a lot. He was an FBI informant that penetrated the Weatherman Underground, a late 1960s organization that people categorized as being anti-Vietnam War, anti-draft. That's not what they were. They were anti-capitalist. They were pro-Marxist, pro-communist. The leader was Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. Okay? Those two. They're married. They both got convicted as accessories to murder in New Jersey, connected to robbing banks to fund their deal. And a security guard was killed. And so they got disbarred. They can't practice law, but Northwestern University is fine with them. They let them teach. But Bill Ayers, head of the Weatherman Underground, was asked by FBI informant Larry Grathwohl. And he said, Bill, if you ever take over the country, what will you do? He said, well, the first thing we're going to have to do is set up re-education camps in the Southwest, and we're going to have to put 50 million people in them. Now, at the time, America had a population of about 180 million people. So somewhere around 35% of the population was going to go into this. And then he said, and we'll probably have to do away with, meaning murder, about half of those people. So that meant they were going to murder about 17, 18% of the country. That was what they projected they were going to have to do. Bill Ayers' father, Tom Ayers, the head of Con Ed, huge utilities, Joe Arpaio exposed this, several affidavits, several witnesses. As he tried to get back at Obama for trying to prosecute him and persecute him in his role as Maricopa County Sheriff for catching illegal aliens and deporting them. And he said, oh, it's racist. They're racist. No. A normal traffic stop. Can I see your license? I don't have one. Why not? Well, I'm an illegal alien. Okay. And you could not do anything with that. So what ends up happening out of this whole mess was Arpaio investigates Biden, not Biden, excuse me, Obama. And he found through a series of witnesses and documents that Tom Ayers sponsored Obama's rise to political power. He just snatched him out of being a community activist, liked him, thought he would be a good mouthpiece for the Marxist communist movement, democratic socialist, which is tied into the Communist Party, and he promoted his election to the state house and then to the Senate and so forth. And when Obama was president, Bill Ayers visited the White House 14 times. 14 times. This is called the Communist Takeover of America. And this is really where the roots were. So when we look at depopulation intent using FEMA camp concentration camp policies and tactics, I would say it really had its birthplace with Bill Ayers and the Weathermen Underground and their declarations. But Rex 84 and these things that came in a little later, well, they're just free illegal aliens. Don't panic, America. And there were those of us that said, well, this doesn't smell right. Why can't people coming into the country illegally get due process? And then when the NDAA happened in 2010 for the first time, we asked the question, how does the government have the right to snatch someone off the street without due process? If they're guilty of something, put them on trial. It was the excuse to become a totalitarian state, a satanic Bolshevik communist state. This is where we're at. This is what John and I were leading up to. We'll have him back on shortly to talk about the Ukraine mess. That's something we didn't get to today. But this is just stunning, people, in its implications for our country when we look at this. You have the globalists, who you know who I think controls them, and their minions, people like the Biden administration, but this is filtered down to local and state levels, and they're systematically robbing you of your rights, turning our government into a banana republic, as we have talked about earlier with regard to two Supreme Court rulings. Oh, yeah, they could take away your First Amendment with the collusion of big tech and government. And then they also said that as long as the bribe is paid after the event, it's perfectly legal. We're a banana republic now, people. And they're setting up to get rid of people who would stand in their way, people who would voice an objection. And you need to know this is real. This is not wild-eyed conspiracy stuff now. I would send you to a document, FM 39.4. I plan on showing that on air and Rumble, and it's FEMA camp organization. And in there, too, they also say they're going to bring in foreign operatives. Can you say United Nations? And I'll close with this note. UN MRAP vehicles are being manufactured on U.S. soil as of this moment at Hagerstown, Maryland. You can search engine this. You may have to go deep into the pages, but you will find pictures of these MRAPs and the production facility that's on land owned by the federal government. Well, that's it for this version of the Common Sense Show on this part of the Avenue. Stay tuned. We'll have more in a later segment. Our apologies for our technical issue with John and his takedown of his system. I appreciate John Wayne very much. He has a show called The Unequivocal Truth. You can Google that or use another search engine, preferably. And he's on Saturday nights, and you can simply see when he's on to listen to his show. It's a fine show. I've been on it many times. Thanks again for joining us in this segment. We apologize for the technical difficulties with John's system, and we'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios, and that's who our sponsor is for this particular segment. And gosh almighty, you're not going to believe what you're going to see here. I'm going to share this with you on screen. I think I am. Here we go. And you should be able to see this. But if not, let me just say this. I've been an advertiser for Noble Gold, paid advertiser for 7.5 years. I've been a customer for about 6.5 years. And I've been back multiple times to try to rebalance my portfolio. These people are the best. They do not pressure you. They are the very best to deal with. But let me focus in on one thing right here, okay? It's called a silver IRA. You can convert it from your regular retirement that if you leave it at the bank, you're soon going to lose it because the banks are in big, 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 big trouble. And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says the bank can keep anything that you put in there because you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor by that law. So I am concerned that I was going to lose my money, my investments, everything, and you don't have to worry about this. If you just go to Noble Gold, okay, and the link is in the description box, noblegoldinvestments.com. You can start with davehodgesgold.com to have a free information packet sent to you. But if you want to view what we're looking at right here, okay, silver is about ready to shine brighter than ever before. Every solar panel needs, whoops. Well, we kind of lost our visual there, didn't we? Let me try to bring this back up here. We lost the whole thing here. My goodness gracious. Of course, that's just a coincidence. And we're going to try a return to meeting. And I'm sorry about the delay here. It's there we go. Okay, so let me stop the share. Let me just say this. You saw the coins at the bottom of the page. You're either going to get 10 ounce, a 1 ounce silver coin, or you're going to get that flag that you saw. It's absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to show it to you in a later ad. But the reality is this. So before that site went down, what I was about to tell you and show you that's in print is that silver is doubling in value every 3 years. And it's because everything solar is silver plated. And pretty soon silver is going to be lighting up the world by 2035. And when we're talking market, full market penetration, and silver is just going to explode. And what they want to do is do a silver IRA. They can convert your basic IRA now, and they can put it under your control and back it with silver. And that way the banks can't take it. No one else can take it. You own it. It's a great deal. Okay, so there's a number of ways you can go. You can go to noblegoldinvestments.com and you'll get right to that page and you'll see the silver coin offerings or the flag. Or you can call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I would not put this off since the economy is in such a precarious position. Now, there's never any guarantees, okay? And I get told that when I call and talk to the Noble Gold people. I'm telling you that, okay? I think the real risk is telling people what's at risk by leaving your stuff in the bank. That's another issue for another time. And yes, I am an advertiser for Noble Gold. And yes, I am a customer of Noble Gold, plain and simple. Hey, thanks for paying attention to this. I hope that you take advantage of this. Okay, we have major breaking news. Major breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. The Trump immunity case has been decided. And as I predicted, it's King Solomon cutting the baby in half, or at least he proposed to do that. But this time, the Supreme Court did it. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court said a president has immunity for official acts. And it looks like a victory for Trump. And that's what everyone's saying. And I'm going, well, au contraire, mon frère, it's no victory for Trump. I think it's going to get the case with Jack Smith dismissed. I think that's going to happen. But with regard to the Atlanta situation, Trump lost the election, but when did he start his inquiry? If he started his inquiry with the governor before he left office, doesn't matter if he lost the election, before he left office, he should be immune. However, even if that's the interpretation, the Supreme Court did the chicken bleeper way. Again, this Supreme Court is worthless except for two, three justices. I'll throw Gorsuch in there too. But this Supreme Court referred that case down to the lower court for reevaluation. Are you kidding me? Have the guts to make a decision, Supreme Court. You make a ruling and then you turn around and practically reverse yourself. It's a terrible ruling. And then they said, of course, the president has no immunity for unofficial acts. Here is the catch. What's an official act? What's an unofficial act? And regardless, Trump's 34 convictions in Manhattan are not covered by this. We'll cover that in a later broadcast. But this is breaking news, and it's as I told you it would be. They would give partial victory to Trump because they don't want to handicap every president coming after him, but they left him out in the cold on some of these issues. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.